Welcome back to the deep dive. You know how this works.
Uh-huh.
You bring us the source material,
Right.
and we dig in, pull out the good stuff, you know. Today, we're diving into the world of sleep.
Ooh, exciting.
Or more specifically, what you sleep on. We're talking about the Nola Signature 12 mattress.
Okay.
And we're basing this deep dive on a review from...
Let me guess.
Mattress Advisory.
Figures. Makes sense.
I know, right? Gotta love the irony. This review is from February 21st, 2025.
So pretty recent then.
Super recent.
Yeah.
What I found interesting is that Nola, they don't just call themselves a mattress company.
Oh.
They call themselves a sleep technology company.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. It sounds kind of like a marketing thing, but what's it really mean for like the average person who just wants to sleep better?
Well, the review really stresses Nola's dedication to research, like actual research and development, especially when it comes to human physiology and sleep.
Whoa, so they're like scientists of sleep.
Kind of. They're not just throwing materials together.
Yeah.
They're really studying how we sleep.
Right.
And using that to make their mattresses.
That's pretty neat. So they used all that science-y stuff to design this Nola Signature 12.
Yeah.
And the review says it comes in two versions. All foam and hybrid.
Two choices, huh?
I know. So many choices. I'm already overwhelmed, and we haven't even gotten into the details.
No worries. We'll break it all down. So both the all foam and the hybrid have their pluses and minuses.
Okay.
The all foam is going to give you that classic memory foam feel, you know, that like hugging, contouring feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
Great for pressure relief. But, and I think you can guess this part.
It can get a bit toasty.
Exactly. Memory foam can sometimes trap heat.
So if you're a hot sleeper, the hybrid's probably the way to go.
Mm.
Since it's got those coils for airflow.
You got it. The coils let the mattress breathe better. There's a trade-off, though.
Uh-oh. What's the catch?
Hybrids aren't always as good at isolating motion.
Oh, right, right.
So if you share a bed with someone, that's something to keep in mind.
Yeah, nobody wants to feel like they're on a seesaw every time their partner moves. But here's what really caught my attention. Both versions of the Nola Signature 12 use something called zoned air foam ICE.
Oh.
And also core comfort foam.
Interesting names. Sounds like Nola's trying to tackle those classic memory foam problems we talked about, the heat and the sometimes iffy support.
Yeah.
That zoned part makes me think they've designed it to give different areas of your body different levels of support, which is super important, especially if you want your spine aligned properly.
Right, right.
And those pressure points to feel comfy.
So it sounds like no matter which version you go with, you're getting some pretty cool tech working to keep you cool and comfortable all night long.
And speaking of comfort, the review says this mattress has a medium firmness.
Okay.
But isn't firmness like totally subjective? How do they decide what medium even means?
Oh, it's definitely personal. But medium firmness is often seen as a good starting point for most people.
The review suggests this mattress might work well for a bunch of different sleepers. Side sleepers, back sleepers, hot sleepers. Even combination sleepers.
Hold on. Wait. Back up. What's a combination sleeper?
Good question.
Is that like someone who tosses and turns all night?
Yep. Combination sleepers change positions a lot throughout the night.
Oh, okay.
And for those folks, a responsive mattress is key.
Gotcha.
The faster it bounces back to its shape after you move,
right.
The easier it is to change positions.
Ah, so that's why responsiveness is so important. So let's get to the good stuff. The inside scoop. The review actually breaks down all the layers in each mattress.
Oh, cool.
The all-foam version starts with this cooling cover.
Okay.
It's made with organic cotton, which I'm always a fan of.
Yeah, me too. And
then it's the zoned air foam, ICE, then core comfort foam, then firm support foam.
Wow, that's a lot of foam.
I know, right? And finally, the solid sleep foam foundation. All of that adds up to 12.5 inches of pure foam.
That's a serious mattress.
And the hybrid, get this, it's even taller, 13.5 inches.
Yeah.
It's got a similar structure with the cooling cover and those comfort layers.
Okay.
But then it gets interesting. It has this EverAdapt transition foam, HD Max tri-zone coils for support and bounce, and then a stabilizing support pad to hold it all together.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah.
So what do all those layers actually do? Like, how do they make sleep better?
Right. It's all very scientific sounding, but what's the practical takeaway?
Well, take the organic cotton cover, for example.
Okay.
It's not just there to feel fancy.
Yeah.
Organic cotton is known for being breathable.
Right.
Which is super important for keeping you at a comfy temperature all night long.
So it's not just a marketing gimmick. There's real science behind it.
Exactly.
I'm starting to see how each piece plays a part.
Yeah.
But I'm still stuck on that zoned air foam IC. It's foam, so how does it keep things cool?
Ah, well, this isn't your typical memory foam. The ICE in the name is a big clue. This foam is actually infused with copper.
Copper?
Yep, copper's a great conductor of heat. Wow. So it basically pulls heat away from your body and lets it dissipate.
Interesting. So it's like a built-in cooling system.
You could say that. And remember those zones we mentioned?
Yeah.
They create little channels for air to flow through, too, so it's even more breathable.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And what about that Core Comfort foam? What makes it so special?
So, from what I'm getting from the review, the Core Comfort foam, it works with those support layers to cradle your pressure points while keeping your spine in a good position, no matter how you like to sleep.
Sounds perfect for someone like me who moves around a lot.
Exactly.
Now, the review mentions that the Nola Signature 12 is especially supportive for back sleepers.
Yeah, they highlight that.
They talk about the firm support foam and the all-foam model and the HD Max Tri-Zone coils and the hybrid. Why are those support systems so good?
Well, think of it this way. If you want a good night's sleep, your spine needs to be happy.
Right.
For back sleepers, that means keeping the spine in a neutral position so they don't wake up with back pain.
Makes sense.
So those support features, the firm foam and the coils, they stop you from sinking in too far and keep your spine aligned.
Gotcha. So it's not just about comfort. It's about, like, good sleep posture, too.
Exactly.
I also saw this stat that both mattresses have a crazy fast response, time-like, 0.2 seconds mostly recovered and 0.3 seconds fully recovered.
Wow.
Honestly, I don't really know what that means, but it sounds impressive. Why is responsiveness so important?
Great question. It's especially important for our combination sleepers.
Right, those folks who move around a lot.
Exactly. Responsiveness means how quickly the mattress goes back to its original shape after you move.
Oh, yeah.
A really responsive mattress like this one makes it easier to move around and keeps you from feeling stuck.
So it's all about freedom of movement.
You got it.
Okay, I get it. Responsiveness is key. Let's move on to, well, sharing the mattress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Most of us don't sleep solo.
Right.
The review makes a big deal about edge support and motion isolation, especially for couples.
Yeah.
Why are those things so important when you've got two people in the bed?
You ever trying to sleep while someone's tossing and turning next to you?
Oh, yeah.
It's like trying to sleep on a boat.
It's the worst.
Not exactly a recipe for restful sleep.
So motion isolation, it's like the key to a peaceful night's sleep when you're sharing a bed.
It's like a magic trick. It stops that movement from transferring so each person can sleep undisturbed.
And what about edge support?
That's all about maximizing your space. No more feeling like you're going to roll off if you get too close to the edge.
It's like having a bigger bed without actually buying one.
Yeah.
Speaking of sharing, the review actually includes a customer review.
Oh, cool.
They rave about how comfortable the Nola Signature 12 is.
Okay.
This one person even said it's like sleeping on a giant marshmallow.
Wow.
In a good way, obviously.
I love those real-life reviews. They really highlight what Nola seems to have nailed, that perfect balance of support and pressure relief.
Right. So you don't feel like you're sinking in, but you're still comfy.
Exactly.
And don't forget the peace of mind. This mattress comes with a lifetime warranty.
Wow. Lifetime?
A lifetime. That's a pretty bold move in a world where everything seems designed to break after a few years.
For sure.
What does a lifetime warranty say about how much Nola believes in their product?
I think it shows they're really confident in the quality and durability of their mattresses.
Yeah.
Like they're willing to stand behind their product for the long haul.
That definitely builds trust, knowing a company's got your back or, well, your sleep covered for years.
Yeah.
Now, the review's super detailed about the design, the materials, the comfort, all that good stuff. But let's distill it down to the key takeaways for our listeners.
Good idea. Information overload is never fun.
So, first up, design.
Mm-hmm.
We've already talked about the two options, all foam and hybrid.
Right.
They both have that same comfort system.
Mm-hmm.
But the main difference is in the core foam for the all foam, coils for the hybrid.
Yeah.
And they're both going for that medium firmness.
Okay.
They also really hype up Nola's air foam technology.
I saw
it. They talk about how well it contours to your body.
Right.
How it relieves pressure and how it helps regulate temperature.
Sounds like they're trying to prove that memory foam doesn't have to sleep hot.
Yeah, exactly. They make a big point about breathability and temperature regulation.
The organic cotton cover, the copper in the air foam, those coils in the hybrid.
Right.
It's all designed to keep things cool.
No more sweaty nights. The review also says this mattress is best for side and back sleepers.
Makes sense.
But not necessarily for stomach sleepers.
Yeah, stomach sleepers usually need something firmer.
And they mention weight matters, too, especially for stomach sleepers.
Right. A heavier person might need a more supportive mattress.
So the takeaway is, find what works for your body and how you sleep.
Exactly.
Now, back to couples and sharing a bed.
Ah, yes, the co-sleeping chronicles.
The review highlights edge support and motion isolation as super important for couples.
And how does the NOLA Signature 12 measure up in those areas?
They seem pretty impressed. They talk about the high-density foam base and the reinforced perimeter in both models.
And what about the hybrid?
They say the hybrid, with its individually pocketed coils, offers even better edge support.
So no more fighting for space.
Exactly. Plenty of room to spread out.
That's great news for couples.
And for motion isolation, they give the NOLA Signature 12, especially the all-foam version, a big thumbs up.
Interesting. Why is that?
They say it's because the memory foam absorbs movement and stops it from spreading across the mattress.
Ah, that makes sense. A real lifesaver for light sleepers.
Absolutely. Okay, let's switch gears and talk about the practical stuff, like getting the mattress, unboxing it, all that.
Yeah, the nitty-gritty details.
The review gives a step-by-step breakdown of shipping, unboxing, and even off-gassing.
Very thorough.
The mattress ships compressed in a box.
That seems to be the standard these days.
Yeah, pretty much. Delivery usually takes 3 to 10 business days.
Okay, not too bad.
They even walk you through unboxing, with tips like having a friend help you move it.
Smart. Those mattresses can be heavy.
And using scissors to carefully remove the plastic wrap.
Good safety tip.
They also mention there might be a bit of a smell when you first unbox it.
The new mattress smell.
Exactly. Off-gassing. But they say it usually disappears within a few days.
Okay, good to know.
They recommend airing out the mattress in a well-ventilated room to help with that.
Makes sense. And what about chemicals and stuff? Any info on that?
Yeah, they address that too. They say the mattress is CertiPU US certified.
Oh, so that means it's free of all those harmful chemicals.
Exactly. No ozone depleters, heavy metals, formaldehyde, none of that.
That's great to hear.
So you can breathe easy, literally,
Yeah.
knowing your mattress is safe. They also talk about things like whether you need a box spring.
Okay.
You don't. By the way, any sturdy flat surface is fine.
Good to know.
And whether it works with adjustable bases, which it does.
Nice.
They even confirm that the mattress is fiberglass free. And while it's not completely organic, it does have that organic cotton cover.
Very thorough.
They've really covered all the bases. And of course, they talk about the trial period and warranty.
So important.
You get a 120-night sleep trial with the NOLA Signature 12.
120 nights. That's a lot of time to try it out.
Plenty of time to make sure you love it. And if you don't, you can return it for a full refund.
Okay.
There is a $99 processing fee for transportation, though.
That's fair enough.
They do say you should try it for at least 30 nights before making a decision.
Yeah, your body needs time to adjust to a new mattress.
Makes sense.
Mm.
And then, of course, there's that lifetime warranty we talked about.
Right, that shows they really stand behind their product.
Exactly. Okay, moving on. The review compares the NOLA Signature 12 to two other mattresses, the Helix Sunset Luxe
Interesting.
and the Bear Original.
Okay, let's hear about them.
They say the Helix Sunset Luxe is another good option for pressure relief and plush comfort.
Okay.
It also comes in hybrid and all-foam versions.
So similar to the NOLA in some ways.
Yeah, sounds like it. They recommend checking it out if you're looking for that cradled, pressure-relieving feel.
Gotcha. What about the Bear Original?
They say the Bear Original is great for side sleepers.
Okay.
They like its foam-based pressure relief and its cooling technology.
Sounds promising.
It's always good to have options, right?
Mm-hmm.
Helps you make the best decision for what you need.
Absolutely. Comparison shopping is key, especially for a big purchase like a mattress. So we've gone through a lot, the layers, the pros, the cons, what other sleepers think.
Right, it's like we've test driven the NOLA Signature 12.
Exactly. But this is just one piece of the puzzle.
Of course.
We always tell our listeners to do their research, read reviews from different places,
right, get all the information,
and maybe even try out some mattresses in person
before you commit.
Exactly.
So we've covered a ton of info about the NOLA Signature 12.
Yeah, we've been through it all.
But I'm sure our listeners still have questions.
Probably.
Lucky for us, Mattress Advisory put together a really helpful FAQ section.
They thought of everything.
They did. They answer questions about, like, can you flip the mattress?
Okay.
Spoiler alert, you can't.
Uh-huh.
And do you need a box spring?
Ah, the age-old question.
Nope. Any sturdy flat surface works.
Good to know.
They even tell you how long the mattress should last.
It's a big one.
I know, right? Nobody wants to buy a new mattress every other year.
for sure. What did they say about lifespan?
They said it should last 7 to 10 years.
Okay, that's pretty standard for a good quality mattress.
Exactly. They did mention that the all-foam version might sag a bit sooner than the hybrid,
Interesting.
but overall, both are built to last.
Sounds promising.
Oh, and they talk about that new mattress smell.
Oh, yeah, off-gassing. Some mattresses can be pretty strong.
Right. So they confirm there is an initial odor,
Okay.
but it should go away within a week.
Not too bad.
They say airing it out in a well-ventilated room helps.
Makes sense.
And just to be safe, they remind everyone that the mattress is CertiCure US certified.
So, no worries about harmful chemicals.
Exactly. Breathe easy. What else? Oh, they address the adjustable base question.
Hey.
It is compatible.
Nice.
They confirm it's fiberglass free, and while it's not fully organic, it's got that organic cotton cover.
They really did think of everything.
I think we've pretty much dissected this whole review.
Yeah, we really went deep.
But it's important to remember, this is just one perspective. It's
Right.
like getting a second opinion from a doctor.
Makes sense.
You don't make a big decision based on just one conversation. So we always tell our listeners, do your own research.
Absolutely.
Read lots of reviews, maybe even try out some mattresses yourself.
Great advice.
And speaking of doing your research, don't forget to check out the show notes. We've got a link to the full mattress advisory review.
So everyone can see for themselves.
Exactly. But before you head over there, let's leave you with one final thought.
All right, hit us with it.
When you're choosing a mattress, it's about more than just how you sleep, side, back, stomach, whatever.
Right, there's more to it than that.
Think about temperature support, how long it'll last.
Those are all important factors.
The Nola Signature 12 seems like a good option in a lot of ways.
It does.
But at the end of the day, the best mattress is the one that fits you.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So do your homework, sleep on it, not literally, of course, and make the best choice for your sleep. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into, well, whatever you want us to explore.